Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
We want to just give you a real quick reminder. You can take this podcast with you wherever you happen to go with our new app, by the way, the Spirit FM app. So make sure you keep it around, keep it with you, keep it on your device so you'll always have access to the podcast because you want to do that, right?
You can download it on Apple and Android devices. I know some of you work out and stuff.
What?
I know, right? Take it with you even when you work out. Welcoming Seth back into the actual studio because Seth had the cooties.
I didn't.
Also known as the Rona.
And but you know what? I had my cootie shot. I had the circle, circle, dot, dot, and I had my cootie shot. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? We're going to quit joking about it being the cooties because really we're not making fun.
No. COVID
is serious. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it hit all four of us in the family all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was interesting.
Yeah, so
I'll say interesting.
Now, we both have had the Rona.
Yep.
We've had our share of the COVID. I would not like to have the COVID again.
No.
But I am thankful for my experience with COVID.
Okay. And so you said that a few minutes ago as we were getting ready for this, and I'm very curious as to why you're thankful for getting sick. Because how did it affect you, first of all? How sick
all right,
were you?
First of all, let me just say this. I did not want to have COVID. I did not go out here licking things. I did not go out here intentionally being up in people's faces.
Right.
Me and my family were taking precautions. We were being safe.
Us too.
I did not want to get COVID. But once I got COVID, first of all, when I got it, I said a few choice words. I was mad about it because when I got COVID, I got it a week before Christmas.
Yep.
I had not finished my Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a week before I was supposed to go on vacation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was not convenient for me to get sick when I did.
Right.
And so I was very upset about getting COVID, but even still, I am still thankful that it happened.
Why though?
Because I needed to know that God is in control. Now, okay, let me just back up a little bit. I already know God is in control.
Right.
I already knew this. But having COVID really did make my faith stronger because, let me tell you, girlfriend right here is spoiled. Girlfriend right here really needed to work on her faith. And as I was sitting in my apartment a week before Christmas, having my little pity party, and curled up in my bed, sweating, vomiting, calling for my mama, and sick as all get out. I mean, I was sick, y'all. When I came through that, I realized, oh my goodness, God is still taking care of you. You are not on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
You are not in a hospital. You are not alone. God is in control.
Yeah.
God slowed me down. God took care of me. And there's just so much. I had such a time of reflection that had I not gotten sick, I may not have had that time.
Right.
And again, I'm not glad I got COVID. I didn't want to get COVID, but when I got it, I felt like God showed me so much through that time I was in quarantine. And I was so thankful. I'm so, so blessed. There are so many people who didn't make it.
Yeah.
And God showed me like how incredibly blessed I am. I am so thankful for every single day. Every morning I get up, I'm like, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Things I should have already been thankful for.
Right.
I should already be thankful for waking up this morning. I should have already been standing firm in my faith. I should have already been yelling from the rooftops, God is in control.
Right.
I knew these things. But I don't know. It was just something clicked when I got COVID. And I'm like, girl, God is taking care of you. You know, I don't know what it is. Some people, there are different things in our lives where God shows up and things click for us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There are certain moments in our lives where God just speaks to certain people.
Right.
And that was a moment in my life that God just showed up in that way. I can't explain it.
It's one of those things that you realize after you've gone through it all and you let God, or you take the time to listen to when God is speaking to your heart, that it becomes aware. This is when what the Bible says is there are things that confound others. There are things that people don't understand unless you are a Christian, unless you have asked for Jesus to be a part of your life and you are guided by the Holy Spirit. These are the things that we get. We're like, oh, I see God. You're doing your God thing. Got it. I'm so happy. Other people look at it and go, what are you talking about?
God is just godding.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let me step into a controversial bit of a pool here for a second.
No.
All right. As you were talking, I heard in my head, and this happens often, I heard in my head the naysayers, the critics saying, oh, Jess, are you saying God gave you COVID in order to teach you these lessons?
No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
No, I just feel like, you know, sometimes God will, I'm not saying God gives us, God doesn't promise us trouble-free.
Right.
God doesn't promise us pain.
Right.
God doesn't bring us pain, but he has promised to walk alongside us.
Yep.
God has promised to be with us in the valleys.
Yep.
And he's promised to be with us on the mountaintops. He's promised to bring beauty from ashes.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to testify that this is what's happened to me.
This is part of the all good things work together for those who believe.
Yes.
I wholeheartedly do not believe that God brings things like COVID to us.
No.
It's like, you know what? I'm really trying to get your attention about faith and being strong in the word and so forth. So I'm going to give you COVID so that you, no, that's not how God works.
No.
Okay. But when something like this befalls us, God, in his amazing wisdom and perfection, finds a way for us to be benefited from it, for something good to come from it. And while being sick with COVID and all the lovely symptoms you described, thank you for that, as I think about having breakfast later, you can see that all the way through it, something beautiful did come from it in your increased closeness and appreciation for where you are.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
So, all right. So we just had my grandmother's funeral this past week. And my cousin sang a song at the funeral. The lyrics, excuse my singing, but it's something like, nobody told me the road would be easy. And I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Mm-hmm. Now, I told you, my singing is horrible, but you get the gist.
I do, and that's one
he
of the things.
He will bring you to it,
yep.
But he will bring you through it.
And that's one of the things that I have found that I stand on very strongly is that God did not bring you this far just to leave you here.
Exactly.
There's more of the path. And I think that's something that's really important, that we as Christians need to make sure that we help those who are not to understand,
mm-hmm.
is that God doesn't cause the trouble. The trouble in the world is a whole nother entity's responsibility. But God in his perfection sees what's going on, gives us as Christians what we need to get through it, and in addition, shows us something amazing, that we grow, that we strengthen our faith, that we are more prepared for the next trouble down the line as a result of it.
Yeah.
And it's just the most beautiful thing ever.
So another thing I know about myself is I can be a complainer. I'm pretty good at it too.
I am too, but I don't always complain outwardly. It's inside.
I can do both. Like I'm good at doing both. And I'm not saying that I have mastered not complaining.
Right.
But one thing I don't like to do is woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, this has happened to me. Oh God, help me. I'm so this, I'm so that. And one thing I really, really love and love to see is people who are facing challenges and adversity, and no matter what's going on, they can pull themselves up and persevere.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I learned through having that experience with COVID is, girl, there are so many people who have it way worse than you. Don't you complain. Don't right. you sit here and fuss about how sick you are when there are people who didn't make it. There are people who are in the hospital. There are people yeah. who are shut in alone. There are people who are on ventilators.
Right.
Get over your fever and eat you some soup. And I'm not, and I don't want to make anybody feel bad who, like, if you have COVID and, like, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just talking about my own
exactly.
experience. And this is how I talk to myself. And I cannot be a woe is me person
mm-hmm.
because there is always someone who has it worse. And I'm not saying that your situation isn't bad. I'm not saying my situation wasn't bad, but just having that mindset helped me to just stand up and just fight.
Right.
And just have faith and just to move on because you can't stay stuck. You got to move forward. You got to keep pushing. And I don't, at the end of the day, I don't want to be a person who just lays there and curls up in a ball.
Right. You know, this is one of the things that God taught our family and specifically me through our COVID experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when COVID first came on the scene, we were getting ready to go on a family vacation to New York for my daughter's 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as it hit, all of that changed and everything got shut down. Okay. Well, you know, we'll get through this. Next year falls around, we started making plans to go somewhere for my wife and I for our 20th wedding anniversary. And
another big deal.
Big deal. COVID shut that down too. And just recently, we were getting, when we came down with COVID, it just like you, it happened, was it the week before we were supposed to go on vacation?
Yes.
We had postponed this vacation twice now. We had it scheduled, and this was going to be for my daughter's 18th birthday / high school graduation. Big deal.
COVID said, psych.
Yeah, COVID said, you know what? I don't think so.
Sit your butt down somewhere.
Exactly. More like lay down. And so we could have gotten very, very upset about this.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? What is the deal? And there was a little bit of it. But what it taught me was, A, you are not bulletproof. I was beginning to think, look at me, man. I'm walking through. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm going out. Look at me. Nobody, COVID ain't got nothing on me. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you tested positive, by the way. That was the first thing, is that I'm not bulletproof. And the second thing is, there are times when things, life is going to happen that you have no control over. And I am a control freak. I don't know if you know that, but I am a control freak. It's got to be done my way. It has to be done this way. It has to be done in this order, et cetera, et cetera. And when all of this started to fall apart again, I started getting very anxious because all of my plans, all of the work that I had put into putting all this together was unraveling, and I couldn't stop it. And God just laid on my heart, stop trying to control everything because you're not in control. Let go of the circumstance and trust me.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest things that I had to, again, this is a lesson I've been learning over and over in my life, but is that it's not about me. And just because something difficult or it's not happening the way I wanted it to happen doesn't mean that God has walked away or turned his back on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for us all to understand, is that just because your plan didn't turn out the way you thought it should be doesn't mean that God walked away from you. I still don't know exactly why we weren't able to go on the trip like we wanted to.
Hey, you never know what God may have been protecting you from.
And that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you never know.
All right, what might have happened on that trip, or what is it that... And there may have been nothing. This may have just been a case of, okay, this is what happened.
It wasn't your time.
And you're going to have to wait till later on in the year to do your thing, right?
Yeah.
But it was a case of where God was sweet enough to forgive my sin of arrogance,
mm-hmm.
my sin of being angry at circumstances I have no control over, and was sweet enough to me to show me what was good out of all of the frustration and to help bring me through it. And I find it really interesting that you and I had similar experiences going through the COVID experience.
Yeah. I just feel so blessed. Like, again, I wish I didn't have, wish I never got COVID,
mm-hmm.
but from that experience, I just feel so blessed. And I already knew I was blessed. Don't get me wrong. I already am thankful for everything the Lord has given me. But even more so now, I just feel so blessed. And there are four words that will change your entire life. Four words. These four words will change your life. If you truly believe in these four words, they will change your life. I trust you, God.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian Education Stores, which provide a vast selection of faith-based products and supplies for both classroom and homeschool teachers. You can find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments, you know, like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. Toys for the kiddos from Melissa and Doug, science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And you can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime you like by simply downloading the Mardell app.